Thank you all for being here today. I'm so excited to share these ideas with you, this information with you, how to have a soulful holiday. I'm excited to share some very simple and delightful ways to bring the sacredness back into your holiday, not only for yourself, but for your family, and if you like, you may share with your friends as well. So let's go ahead and get started. To begin, the way to have a soulful holiday is to, first of all, get clear about what we want our holiday experience to feel like. We may know what we want in terms of presents or activities and so forth, but what's really important is knowing how we want to feel. When we get clear about our feelings, we can then create our holiday around what we want to feel. So when we live from this place of honoring the feelings that are most important to us, our holiday season truly becomes a holiday of the heart. So we're going today get very clear about our most important feeling, and we'll do that by going into our heart. After all, our heart is where our soul resides. So when we ask our soul, which is that loving, wise part of ourselves, that part of ourselves that cares deeply about our highest and best interest, we'll be going into our heart and knowing what is our most important feeling we wish to experience during the holiday. The idea here, folks, is to really create the holiday in the way in which it is important to you, not just what you're going to do, who you're going to give what to, getting everything done, but what do you want to feel? Because it really does come down to what do we want to experience or feel during the holiday. So in just a moment, we're going to start breathing deeply, and we're going to ask the question from our heart, from the depth of our soul, what is the most important feeling I wish to experience during the holiday season? So we'll do that on the third breath. We'll take in a nice, long, deep breath, and you may want to put your hands on your heart to help you with this experience. And we'll take in a nice deep breath, and we'll focus that breath with our intention into our hearts. And on the third breath, I'm going to repeat this question, and I want you to say silently to yourself, directing that question into the depth of your heart, into the depth of your soul. Envision it, if you will, the words even sitting in the middle of your heart. And you'll repeat it quietly, that question. I want you to listen closely to what you hear. Okay, so a nice deep breath in, everyone. Slowly exhaling. Hands on hearts, if you like. Directing our attention to our heart. Another deep breath in. And a slow exhalation. Okay, with this third breath now, we'll be asking this question. So take a deep breath in. Slowly exhale. Direct your attention to your heart and ask, what is the most important feeling I wish to experience during the holiday season? Listen closely. Okay, to make certain that we bring that important feeling into our season with us, we're going to ask our soul another question. So another deep breath in. Slowly exhale. Keeping your attention and focus on your heart. And now quietly repeat after me. As you continue to focus on your heart, you may want to take in another deep breath or two. Here's the next question. How can I align, or you may choose to use the word create. How can I align or create my holiday season to match my most important feeling? I'll repeat. How can I align or create my holiday season to match my most important feeling? Listen closely. Okay, I'll share with you what I heard because I didn't want to do this until I was right here doing it along with you folks. When I asked what is my most important feeling I wish to experience during the holiday season, I heard joy. And I heard joy so joyful that I feel ebullient, like overflowing with it. And then when I asked how do I align or create my holiday to match my most important feeling, I heard to sing more, to play Christmas music or holiday music or spiritual music, but to either sing and or play music daily. And I also heard to bring gratitude in my life in a very conscious kind of way. I may want to start a gratitude journal, or I may just want to say out loud, here's what I'm grateful for today. So that's what I heard I could do to match my most important feeling. And since I haven't muted you all, would anyone like to share their most important feeling and what they heard to do to match it? Does anyone have a question about it? Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we'll move on then. Now, you may want to write your soulful answers down where you can see it every day. I personally like the refrigerator. Now, and two, understand that you can use this technique with your family members. It's especially powerful with kids. You can ask each of your kids, or it may be your grandchildren, and the younger they are, the more of a game you want to make out of it. So you can tell them, hey, you know what I did? I went to my heart, and here's what I did. I put my hand on my heart, and I was breathing in as if the air went right into my heart. And I asked my heart, what's the most important feeling I want to have during this holiday season? You want to try it too? Now, with real young children, you may want to talk with them about feelings like happy and joyous or compassion and give them an example what compassion means or love, and here's when they feel love, and see what their most important feelings are. It's also beautiful to share with a partner or even with another friend. So you have someone doing this along with you. Now, with your kids or grandkids or even with your friends or partners, you can expand on this idea of going to your most important feeling by having a fun activity around it. Like with kids, for example, you might want to have a poster board where everyone together writes or draws or paste pictures demonstrating their feelings, their most important feelings. Or you may want to brainstorm ideas on what or how they can express or share their most important feelings. You may decide to do things together from those most important feelings. Like if they're wanting to experience more fun, you might put focus like on holiday movies or music or dancing. Or if they're wanting to experience more love, they might write letters to distant relatives. if they're old enough, or draw pictures that you can send to people they care about. I mean, the ideas of how to experience your most important feelings are endless. So you want to know that you can expand on this with your kids and make activities around it. And it's beautiful to do this with your partner or even with a friend. So remember to share this. Experiencing our holidays from this deep state of honoring our most important feelings is truly bringing the sacredness into the season for us and all those we love. Now, I want to talk with you a little bit more about going into the heart with your kids, because you can expand on this idea to help them not only go to their most important feeling, but to use it in other ways as well. Let me give an example. Say, for example, one of your children or grandchildren, they want to get a gift for someone, maybe a family member or a friend, and they're frustrated, or they just, I don't know what to get. I have no idea. You can tell them they can go into their heart the same way they went into their heart to figure out their most important feeling they want to experience during the holiday. They can do that same thing with choosing a gift. Now, here's how you want to do it. And you can do it for yourself as well. So let's say they want to, you tell them to breathe into their heart and to remember a fun time they had with the person they want to buy the gift for. And you might help them with the memory. You may say, remember when you played ball with so-and-so, and what did you guys talk about? How'd you feel? What you do? I mean, you may need to, you know, help them a little bit with it. And have them keep breathing in their heart as they're remembering this fun memory. Now, once they breathe in their heart and they're talking about this fun memory, or they're just remembering it in their heart and their mind, then they can ask their heart the question. And they can do it different ways. One way is they can just ask, what is the gift for my friend? What's the perfect gift for my friend? What would my friend like to have? Or they might ask something like, take their most important feeling. Let's say it's fun. They might ask their heart, well, what is a fun way to choose a gift for my friend? They might just ask something like that. And they might find a fun way is to do something like play a game first and then think about it. So a true gift is truly given from the heart anyway. So why not go to the heart to decide what gift to give? Now, you can do the same thing with your loved ones. You can think of them while breathing in your heart and ask, what is a perfect gift for? And folks, I'll tell you, if you do this, you go into the heart and you ask that question, what is a perfect gift for? You'll truly be giving a present from the heart, a soulful gift. And that's so sacred to give in that way, instead of running around in a mall and trying to figure out and just grabbing something. And you can use this idea actually any time of the year to shift to a more harmonious feeling. So let's say you're frustrated about something, or one of your children or grandchildren are frustrated about something, or a friend. It doesn't matter who it is. You can just say, take a moment and breathe in your heart and bring up a memory that makes you feel good. And they may not feel like it in a moment, but just say, you can do it, and you might help them, like remember when, and bring up a memory for them. And go in and say, okay, really see that memory in your mind, think about it, re-experience it. Now, once you feel the depth of that memory, or whoever it is that's doing that, they can then ask a question. See, what you're doing is you're switching your emotion from feeling like a victim to your emotions to feeling that you are empowered and you can shift your emotions. So you bring up an emotion that feels good to you, and then you find a solution to the problem. So let's say they've been breathing, and or whoever, even yourself, and you bring up the memory and you're feeling really good about it. You can then ask, you know, what is a way to handle this solution? Or what is the most harmonious way to reduce resolve this issue, or the most harmonious, or the most peaceful. Or for a child, it might be what is the most joyous or the most fun. So you can always go into the heart, not just for the holidays, but you can use this technique at any time. It's very empowering for any of us, especially for children, to know that we can choose, or they can choose, how they feel. You can let your children know, hey, your heart has power, and you can use the power of your heart. Okay, so any questions about any of that? I'll just go ahead and ask since you all are here listening and not muted. Okay, I'll proceed. Now I want to talk a little bit more specifically about stress. I know that we perceive our holidays as stressful because we have so much to do. I mean, most of us have quite the to-do list. And part of it is that we feel like we don't have enough time. So I want to give you a quick way to change your perception of time. And all it takes is just a little conscious attention to really make a big difference in the way you perceive not having enough time. So I want you to imagine for a moment, and you can sense it, feel it, or see it, but just know it to be, imagine for a moment a clock in front of you. You're looking at the clock, and imagine that this clock has a second hand. And notice the second hand. And notice what rate the second hand is moving. Is it moving fast? Is it moving at the normal pace? Or is it moving slow? So what you can do, if you perceived the second hand as moving fast, change it to perceiving or seeing the second hand as moving at a normal rate. If you saw it moving at a normal rate, then change it to a slow rate. And if you see it as slow, keep seeing it that way. All you have to do is bring up this picture of this clock throughout your day, and you'll be amazed by just slowing down the second hand, how you'll feel. And remember, to have a good holiday, it's all about staying in touch with our most important feelings. You'll notice that you feel better about time. And I'll give you some other ideas how to reduce stress, but I wanted to start with just knowing that we have the power to change our perception of how we perceive time. Just by making that little switch with the second hand on the clock. Okay, now let's take a closer look at stress. I have some fascinating news for you. Not all stress is bad. It's true. When we have stress signals, we are actually secreting a feel-good hormone. You've probably all heard of oxytocin. Well, this hormone, oxytocin, fine-tunes our brain to crave physical contact, to have empathy, to have compassion, and to have caring. So when we feel stressed, we need to remind ourselves that our biological stress responses are actually nudging us to connect. It may be our stress response is nudging us to tell someone how we feel so we won't bottle it up. Or it may be that our stress response is nudging us to take a break. If so, we need to take one. Let's put up our feet, gaze into the Christmas tree, listen to some holiday music, maybe while drinking our favorite warm drink. A five-minute break can do wonders. Or it may just be that we breathe deeply into our heart and take a 30-second or a one-minute break. Or maybe our stress signal is nudging us to ask for help. If so, let's ask. Let's get the family involved or friends involved. Let's make a list. Even children can do age-appropriate jobs. And by the way, while we're talking about list making, let's not just have a to-do list, But let's have a did it list. A did it list so we can see all that we've done. And when you get your children involved or your grandchildren involved, they can make check marks or write what they did, and they too can celebrate what they've accomplished. In fact, have a celebration with your family and say, wow, look how much we did. Here's our did it list. Look what we've accomplished. Let's celebrate now all that we've completed. It may be that our stress signal is nudging us to feel more empathy or compassion for someone or for ourselves. If so, once again, folks, go into your heart, breathe deeply, and ask your soul, what is the most honoring way to share or to experience empathy or compassion? It may be your stress signal is just nudging you to connect in a real way with those you love or to meaningfully connect with yourself. So I want to share with you a way that I taught years ago in a parenting class that I found is just a beautiful way to make certain that we're connecting. Because you know the holidays, it really is about connecting. That's what it's truly about. So let's go back to what it's about. It's about connecting with ourselves, with those we love, with spirit, with all that's beautiful and true and good. The way to connect is what I call GEMS, or actually the network I used to teach for calls GEMS. That's G-E-M-S, GEMS. And GEM, G-E-M, stands for Genuine Encounter Moment. So what is a genuine encounter moment? It's basically showing up at 100%, being fully present right here, right now, in mind, body, soul, and spirit. It's listening very closely. That's listening below the words, listening to the essence level, listening to the real meaning of what is being said. It's making eye contact. And if it's with young children, you want to get down on their level and make the eye contact. It's being there 100% showing up. And what I can tell you folks about GEMS, you may think, I don't have the time. Well, we don't have time to give GEMS all day long to everyone. That's true. But we can consciously make the effort to give GEMS. We may say, I want to make sure to give each one of my children a true GEM every day. Or I'm going to make sure I have a GEM moment, a genuine encounter moment with my partner or with my friend. And I want to talk to you about doing it with yourself as well. What I have found is it takes more time to not give GEMS. You ever notice when you have little kids around or even older children that if you're not, they're wanting your attention, and if you don't completely give it to them, you kind of give it to them, but you're not fully present to them. It seems like they keep bugging you. You start feeling bugged by it. So if you just stop and give a GEM, you usually find it takes less time because they feel the connection, you feel the connection, and everybody's ready to move on. And a nice way to keep the GEM going is just to ask open-ended questions, those that do not require a yes or a no. So let's give those GEMs. Let's reconnect or connect with those we love. Now, I want you to just practice giving a GEM to someone. Is there someone you haven't given a genuine encounter moment to in a while? It could be a friend, a family member, a partner. Think of this person that you haven't given a GEM to in a while. Hold that person in mind. Take in a nice, deep heart breath. And imagine you're giving that person a GEM. See yourself being fully present with that person. You may see yourself conversing or just holding hands or looking in their eyes. But imagine now giving a GEM to this person and notice how it feels to you and to them. I'll give you a moment to experience the GEM. you'll find that when you give gems, they're in alignment with what you really want for the holiday. They're in alignment with connection. I just thought of my niece, my teenage niece. She's 16 and a junior in high school. And I just saw her face just light up. And I thought, I really haven't connected with her in quite some time, and I absolutely adore her. So, folks, in my imagination, it felt so good. Guess who's going to be calling their niece this week? I can't wait. So you can share this idea of gems with your family members or with any friends. You can let your kids know about giving gems, those genuine encounter moments, and just being present. You can show them how it's done. You can say that as a family, you want to start giving gems to each other more. Or you can say to your friend, I haven't given you a gem in a long time, and I'm going to give you one now. And if they say, what's that? And say, experience it first, then you'll know. And so pass it on. Pass on the idea of gems and enjoy the connection. Now, the way to give yourself a gem is to show up and connect through your heart. Take those deep breaths, connect through your heart, and ask what I call a right question. A right question is just a question that when you ask it, the answer is going to serve you. It's going to help you grow or feel empowered or feel better or resolve an issue. And listen to what you hear. This is a way to connect with your sacredness on a daily basis by giving yourself the gem, that genuine encounter moment, connecting with your heart and asking a question. It can be a general type of question or a very specific question. For example, it may be you go into your heart and you say, heart or soul, what is the best way to resolve this issue, or the most harmonious way, or the most loving way to all involved? Or it could be something as general as, soul, what would you like to tell me today that will serve me? Or, soul, how can I bring my most important feeling into the holiday season this day? You can make the question whatever serves you. Now I'd like to take a moment and talk with you about holiday traditions. We all have holiday traditions, and I know that some of them we treasure. They're just wonderful. We would never want to stop them. However, if we look closely, we may find there are some traditions that are not truly in alignment with what we want for the holidays, that are not in alignment with our most important feeling. We may be keeping some of our traditions because of expectations, either ours or others. So once again, let's go into our hearts and soulfully listen. We're going to ask our hearts the questions. I have two questions here to help us with traditions. So we'll start on the third breath, taking in a nice deep breath together. Allowing yourself to rest into your heart. Another deep breath in. And now on this next breath, quietly repeat after me, breathing in deeply. Are there any traditions that I no longer wish to continue? Ask your heart. Are there any traditions that I no longer wish to continue? Listen closely. And now I have another question for you regarding traditions. Another deep breath in, please. You may want to put your hand on your heart and ask, are there any new traditions that I crave to include in my holiday experience? I'll repeat. Are there any new traditions that I crave to include in my holiday experience? Listen closely. Well, folks, with the first question, I didn't hear there are any traditions that I'm wanting to let go of, but then again, I've created new traditions since my husband and I have been married, which has been about 6 years. However, when I asked if there are any new traditions that I crave to include in my holiday experience, I heard that I need to have a holiday dance, and it's a dance of gratitude. And I believe it's on Christmas Eve. It's interesting. So I'm going to add this new tradition of having a holiday dance of gratitude. I'm excited about that. Okay, so moving on, we've been talking a lot about going into our heart. I want to share with you, too, some fun ways to use the power of our mind. We can change any picture, and by that I mean the pictures we hold within our mind. We can change any picture we hold within our mind and make it more pleasing by simply changing the way in which we see it. And this is something, too, folks, that you can share with your children or your grandchildren. In fact, they'll probably think it's pretty cool. So I'd like to give you an experience of trying this, experiencing it. So pick a task that you tackle during the holiday season that usually causes you stress. So any task that usually you just don't care for, you feel stressed out about it. Like, I love decorating the tree, but I do not like putting on the Christmas tree lights. So for me, a task that would cause stress is putting on Christmas tree lights. So think of a task. Just envision it in your mind. Notice how you perceive it. Get the picture in your mind and notice how you usually feel and what you're usually doing. Now we're going to play with changing that picture. So you may choose to keep your eyes open, or you may find you do this easier with your eyes closed. So take this picture and make the picture more colorful. In your mind, just make it more colorful. You can add your favorite color in the background. You can add rainbows of color. You can add any color, but bring more color into the picture. I'm bringing purple into mine. So you want to snazz it up. We're going to snazz it up even more. Let's put some angel dust or glitter or sparkly lights in it. See if you like anything like that. I kind of like the idea of angel dust coming from the heavens and it's purple as I'm putting on the Christmas tree lights. So snazz it up with anything that you'd like to add in terms of glitter or angel dust or sparkly lights. Anything like that that you can add. Okay, now make it even brighter. So make the picture brighter than you perceived it before. And now let's add some Christmas music, your favorite Christmas music, or your favorite music. You can hear it playing in the background, or you may choose to hear carolers somewhere around you. If you're inside or outside, whatever you want, your favorite Christmas music, or carolers, or imagine a violinist playing a violin, add some music that feels really, really good to you in your picture now. Now Now, if you're inside, you may want to create a fire in a fireplace. Add anything now that makes you feel cozy. If you want to see yourself with a warm drink, whatever makes you feel cozy. Like, I see myself with really fluffy house shoes on because that makes me feel cozy. Now, make the picture 3D and very clear. Now, enlarge the picture. See yourself there and dress yourself in your most comfortable or favorite or colorful clothes. See yourself dressed exactly how you would want to be dressed. It makes you feel great. Now see yourself smiling and actually enjoying yourself. Now breathe into your heart now your most important holiday feeling. Breathe it in now. And bring it into the picture with you. So now you're in the picture with your most important holiday feeling. Fill yourself with your feeling and experience your task in joy. You may want to try this exercise where you take the task that you usually find stressful and play with changing the picture the way we just did here. And do this every night as you're falling asleep. In fact, you may want to fall asleep with this picture in your mind so you can re-experience this holiday task in this joyful way. And the more you do that, you'll notice that this task turns from stressful to soulful. It becomes sacred once again. Now, regarding these pictures in your mind, this is something you can play with and you can have your kids play with. You can share this technique in any way. You can have them make things bigger, smaller, more colorful, or put angels there, play music in their mind. You can really play with this idea. You can teach your kids to play with this idea, to tell them that they create the pictures in their mind. Therefore, they have control over how the pictures in their mind look. And you can let them know that they can add, enhance, reduce. They can do whatever they want with the pictures in their mind. And I'm going to be sharing more about this idea. This is really an NLP technique, neuro-linguistic programming. I'm going to be sharing more about it during the month of November on my blog talk, this idea of NLP and how to share it with kids, as well as connecting with your kids on a deeper level or your grandkids or friends' kids or whatever kids you may be around. Okay. So in summary, I'd like to say that we want to bring the sacredness into our holiday by aligning all that we do with our most important feeling. And we want to have our family do the same. We want to pay attention to those stress signals and gift ourselves with whatever they are telling us that we need. We want to breathe into our heart and give heartful gifts to those we love. We want to breathe into our heart and ask questions that give us soulful answers to our stressful situations. We want to give gems, those genuine encounter moments, both to those we love and to ourselves. We want to share traditions that truly make us happy. And we want to know we can, at any point that we choose, change our perceptions by changing the pictures in our mind. And now, folks, Thank you so much for listening to that. I want to share with you a package that I'm going to be offering during this season, and then I'll give you a chance to share if you like. I'd love to hear from you. So this season, I'm very excited to offer what I call a holiday support package, and it's designed for those who have deceased loved ones that they like to reconnect with and to assist them during this holiday time. So it could be a deceased loved one who has recently passed away, or it could be a grandmother or a grandfather or a parent that has been gone quite some time, but you want that opportunity to heal or to grow with that person or to reconnect with that person. And I'll tell you why I'm doing this, folks, because I believe there's so much to love about the holidays, and yet I know that the holidays can stir up deep emotions, especially if we've experienced a loss. I know that my first few Christmases after my first husband died were very difficult for me, and I'm wanting to help other people be able to have an easier time and a connecting kind of time. Something that helped me, well, of course, family, friends, and prayers helped me greatly to get through the seasons, but what helped me a great deal was listening to a tape. CDs weren't in fashion yet, folks. A tape that allowed me to reconnect with my deceased loved one. So that's part of the package I'm offering, is a CD. Well, actually, it's a recorded call, but it's a meditation, and the tape I used to listen to was a meditation, and my meditation is called Reunion Meditation. So it will reunite you with your deceased loved one. I mean, it's created specifically so you can, on a regular basis, if you choose, bridge that gap between worlds, ease your pain, bring in love and comfort, and revisit with your dear one. In addition to the reunion meditation, I'm giving a bonus of a holiday journal. And it's a journal I made specifically for the loss of a loved one during the holiday season. So you can journal those memories and find healing and comfort by journaling them, as well as hold on to those cherished times. And the way the journal works is each page provides a stem of an idea to complete. For example, my all-time favorite holiday memory of us is, and then you have a page to write about it. So you have your reunion meditation, your holiday memories journal, as well as two personal one-on-one sessions with me during November and December. The first session, November, I'll give you an opportunity to connect directly with your deceased loved one by calling forth your deceased loved one. And the second session, I want to help you with your feelings and also how to experiment with alternate ways to celebrate and find ways to ritualize your grief. So if you receive a discount of $50 if you buy this package before November the 4th, and if anyone on this live call today buys this package today, I'm also going to send as a gift from me to you my prayer book, My Heart to God's Heart, Life-Changing Prayers. And you can find out about this holiday package by going to my website, looking under Sessions, and when you touch Sessions, you'll see a holiday package below there, and you just click on that, and it will tell you all the information. Okay, folks, so now, would anyone like to share anything that we've talked about here today, or if they want to talk about their particular holiday stress and want some help with it? Are you all on there?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure I didn't lose you. It's, you know, I'm talking and it feels like nobody's there. It's so different when you do a conference call. So does anyone have anything they'd like to share? Or even if you have an idea how you reduce your stress and you want to help the other people, that's great, too. We're all here to learn from each other.
Well, this is Diamond. I have three kids, so the holidays are very important to them. And I really have to push my way through because the holidays don't mean so much to me. It's sort of another day, but I have to feel like I have to push myself to help them enjoy it. Like, for example, if I don't decorate the house with the tree and the holly and the ribbons, I'm okay. But they get upset because they want to see the house decorated. So that's just something that I kind of struggle with because I feel like I'm doing it not for me but for them.
Okay. And what was your, if I may ask, Diamond, what was the most important feeling you wanted to experience during the holiday season?
It was love, closeness, and togetherness.
So what you want to do, you want to maybe take decorating. You know how we did that with the changing the perception with pictures?
Yes.
Did you use that idea?
I didn't use the idea of decorating. I used the example of cooking, but it's the same type of thing.
Yes, what you want to do, because you want to see it as, if I were you, I would start changing my perception of it, and I would bring in my most important feeling, and then I would think about, okay, think of it in terms of times, a time to connect, and really get your kids involved in the decorating as much as you possibly can, and play Christmas music, do everything that you can, and make it about connecting. Maybe that's the time that you're going to give gems to each one of your children while you're decorating.
Yeah.
Maybe
okay.
You're going to have hot cocoa while you're decorating. You take breaks. You make fun. You decorate, play a game. You really make it into a family ritual of connecting. And I think, Diamond, if you do that, you'll feel very differently about it.
Okay. Okay, I'll try that.
So focus on making it about connecting, dear. And for you, that's the key, I believe.
Okay.
Because it feels like you feel a disconnect, like you're doing it for them, as opposed
mm-hmm.
to we're doing it together as a connecting experience.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Anyone else have anything they'd like to share or ask or talk about?
Well, thank you for the beautiful, soulful, and novel ideas and information. And it's all very helpful. This is one of your Karens listening. And my heartfelt response was closeness. And then when you shared yours of joy, I realized that closeness was not enough. I heard closeness, but then it didn't feel like it was enough. So I think the feeling of closeness with joy, and I really enjoyed the gem idea, and I think that gives me a way to establish that closeness. At least one way. So thank you for that, and thank you for all your ideas.
Oh, you're so very welcome. I'm grateful you joined us today, Karen. Thank you.
I'm happy
to
be here.
You're welcome, dear. You know, may I just say one thing here to you?
Please.
Your soul is wanting to remind you that whatever you want is enough. So closeness is plenty.
Oh, okay.
And by feeling the closeness, you'll automatically experience more joy. You don't have to focus on joy. For you, it really is just about focusing on closeness, you see, because then the other feelings that you're wanting will come.
Okay. I'm happy to know that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You.
Of course.
Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. And the other Karen, would you like to say anything, dear?
Sure. My holiday feeling was, I thought it was going to be joy, but it was love.
Aww.
And, but then I feel like, well, love brings joy, so that's okay.
Do you see how they're all interrelated, really?
Mm-hmm.
They really are, but the idea is to put your focus on your most important feeling, and then you just get inundated with lots of good feelings, right?
Right.
Yeah. So did you get specific ideas, Karen, on how to bring more love into the holidays?
Well, my family is going to be all together, like, you know, my parents and you know, my brother and his family and my daughters. And And it's going to be like a healing time because
your dad will be there too?
Yes. There was a conflict between my dad and my daughter, and they hadn't even spoken to each other for 10 years probably. So
I remember that.
Yes. And so they've reconciled, and everyone's going to be together, and it's going to be really nice. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Karen, it feels like for you, dear, it's just keep re-experiencing bringing love into your heart. So think of maybe even give love a color, and every day start your day with breathing in love. And then make it your most important question. So let's say you're doing something. The question for you would be, how would love do this?
Okay.
And if you focus on breathing that love every morning as you start your day and bring it back to that question, how would love do this, or what would love do, make it always going into your heart and asking, how would love handle it? And you'll notice that you'll create more experiences of this love that you're wanting.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I so appreciate you all being on the call today. It's been a delight to be here with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I look forward to talking to all of you again, hopefully in the near future.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, blessings to you all, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Bye.